Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we create world-class engineering teams. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben-Yosef, Tech Executive Consultant and Coach, and today, our subject is being a floating leader, which is not a good thing. In case you don't follow my writing online, I had an article about a month ago published called Stop Being a Floating Leader, and that kind of blew up with tens of thousands of views, hundreds of likes, dozens of shares. And I realized if it was so good, why not share it with you all here on the podcast as well? So, story time. I was talking with a co-founder and CTO, and I haven't spoken to him in about 2 years. I was talking to him with, you know, the whole COVID thing in mind, just checking up how he was doing. And I asked, so what have you been up to? And turns out, not much. Same team size, similar challenges, no advancement in the bigger picture challenges he reached out to me about years before. And you know, when I listened to this, I literally cringed because I imagined how I would have felt if I had been in such a team. Being in the same place for years, and the bigger picture is not changing. The problems are the same. The same people are there. I'm not a proponent of hypergrowth, don't get me wrong, but being literally the same after 2 years without a good success record to show that you are on the right track is hard. And on top of all of that, COVID has virtually decimated their market and will probably change it significantly for years to come. And he told me that, right? It's not me saying that. He said that. So I said, what's the new strategy then? What are you gonna do now? And you know what he said? Why do we need a new strategy? And come on. I mean, this is a classic case of a floating leader. And what is that? When I start coaching a new client, I often begin with a self-assessment of about 8 different factors to help us decide what should we focus on first. And 2 of those factors are vision and instilling purpose. Vision means having enough context and understanding of the business and its goals to comprehend the strategy entirely and how to compile it, right? You need a vision to understand where you want to go so you can then compile a strategy that will get you there. If you don't understand your goal, you will not be able to come up with the best path to it. And instilling purpose means that as a leader, you understand that it's not enough to have the long-term understanding of the needs. It is not enough to have a vision in your head. You need the ability to relay these needs to your team so they also possess this knowledge and are then able to work in an autonomous manner as well. And this is the key for effective, powerful empowerment. If they have this purpose, they can go on their own and solve things. And my definition of a floating leader is a leader who is low on both his vision and his ability to instill purpose. Because that leader, you know, it ends up with such an anemic leadership that is never taking the initiative. They're not steering a boat in a specific direction. Instead, they are cruising along wherever the tides take them. And as they are the captains of this ship, they are the executives. Their entire team is tagging along with them on this road. Now, I might even go as far as to say that if you do not treat this, then this is a fireable offense. This is a disservice to your team and to the entire business that relies on you and your leadership. And you have to move upstream, revisit your strategy, and get help if you need it. But you cannot allow yourself to be stuck in such a floating position. And to wrap up, I'd like to leave you with a few questions to self-assess where you stand here. So for vision, 1, at what level do you fully grasp the company's long-term strategy and goals? 2, how involved were you in the compilation of said strategy and goals? I have an episode about moving upstream so that you are part of that. 3, how deeply do you understand the priorities of the other leaders and departments in the company? which, if you have listened to my episode about product mastery, this is what I call executive product mastery. And for instilling purpose, we have one. When relaying plans and projects to your team, how much do you focus on communicating the commander's intent and reasoning as opposed to the technicalities and the hows? 2. How well will the team be able to manage without your availability for a week or so? And 3. How deep of an understanding does your organization have about the needs of your customers and clients and your market as a whole? Take 5 minutes, think about these, and realize how do you need to start tweaking your own behavior and thinking. Thank you for joining me as always. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the best newsletter for tech executives online. The link is in the show notes. Thank you and talk soon.